Okay, we start. Let's start the last line on Memchet Amud Beit. We're saying when you bench. Okay, so you have to mention Britcha Shechatamta Bisarin about Torah Chashanim Meratanu. So the Mishnah Gemara says it's last line. Plimor Tzarishi Yachdim Brit LaTorah Shezunitno B'Shalosh Britoth. The Torah has three covenants in it. Three times the word covenant, let's assume, or three places for the covenant. V'Zunitna B'Yud Gimel Britoth. And Brit Milah had the word Brit appears 13 times. So that comes first. I would have said because it comes first in the order. The Brit Milah is sort of the prerequisite to get into our Avram was first, but that's not the way the Gemara explains it. All right. Rav Avahu Omer. Sarav Sheomer Bahoda'ah Chila B'Sof. You have to say words of thanksgiving. No Delecha. Thank you. At the beginning and at the end. Vapoteach lo yiftoch me'achad. You have to say hapochet, right. I'm sorry. One who does less, it's a funny expression. You can't do less than one. Well, obviously you can't do less than one because less than one is zero. V'chol hapochet me'achad harezeh meguneh. Whoever does less than one, maybe it means only one, I don't know. Harezeh meguneh. That's disgusting. Right, right. Distasteful. V'chol hachote manchil aratzot. Instead of saying al aretz v'al hamazon, say manchil aretz, so God who grants us the land, brachat aretz umoshiat Yisrael, he saves Israel, b'nei Yerushalayim, hareze bur. It's a low life, an ignoramus. Interesting. Obviously, what's so terrible? V'chol shein omer brit v'tor brachat aretz. If you don't say the words brit cha and torat cha, thanking God for brit milah and Torah, Umalchut Beit David and the kingship of David, Vivoni Rishalim Lo Yasayadechovato. You didn't even fulfill your obligation. Okay, a boor fulfills his obligation, but this person doesn't fulfill his obligation. Misaile, this comes to support Ravi Lai, Demar Ravi Lai, Rav Yaakov Baracha, Mishum Ravenu, Ko Shalomar, Brit Petor, whoever doesn't say Britcha, and Torah, Vivrechad Aretz, Umalchut Beit David, Vivoni Rishalim. So those three themes. Lo Yatsayatechovato has not fulfilled their obligation and would have to bench over again. That's one of the reasons the whole discussion about can a woman say the Zimun, well, the woman didn't get a chelak in the Aretz, and they sort of exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what, that's the, you know, are they include in that? But anyways, that's what the Gemara says. These things are mandatory. Plige ba, there's an argument, Ava Yossi ben Dustai v'Rabbanan, with the rabbis. Chadamar hatova meitiv tzricha machut. Hayalavinu malkenu. So you have to say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. We don't say that, right? Hayalavinu malkenu. We say Baruch Ata Hashem Hayalavinu malkenu. We don't say Melech Haolam. So the first opinion is you have to say Malchut. B'chad Amar, right? I don't think we say. B'chad Amar Eino Tzarich Malchut. You don't need to say Malchut. Do we Baruch Ata Hashem? Whenever Baruch Yishalayim Baruch Hawel Baruch Ata Hashem. We say Elokeinu Melech Haolam. We do.
No.
We don't. Right. That's what we're talking about. Right. I didn't think we did. Right. So Manda Mar Tzricha Malchut. The one who says it needs Malchut Kasavar Derabbanan. He also says bracha is a rabbinic bracha. We've discussed it because of Harugei Beitar. Let's say, and therefore it's not Smucha Lechaverta. We say Amen, and so we do like a funny thing. We say Amen as if it's a separate bracha, but then we don't say Malchut. Because if it's not connected, you say Malchut. Uman Damar Eina Tzricha Malchut. You hold it doesn't need Malchut, holds it's a biblical mitzvah. It's Smicha Lechaver, you don't need Malchut. So why do you need Berchat Hashem? So Rashi says it's one long bracha, like Berchat Haperet. So we start with Baruch Atah, but we don't, that's like the one long bracha, but we don't have to say Melech Haolam. And that, okay. So that was an interesting discussion. You see a lot of discussion. What was the language of the benching? Anyways, okay. And what was the status of this last bracha? Tana Rabbana, Mahu Chotem B'binyan Yerushalayim. Uvnei Yerushalayim Merakodesh Mehir V'yenu. What should he end the bracha? Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Mer, Moshia Yisrael. You don't say Bonev Rachamav, you say God who saves Israel. Which Rashi says is Yerushalayim is the way to save Israel. But okay, Moshia Yisrael in B'nyan Yerushalayim Lo. So you say only the Savior of Israel, not the one who built Yerushalayim, because the bracha is about Yerushalayim. Ela Ema Af, you also say Moshe Yisrael. Okay, you say both Moshe Yisrael and Bonei Yerushalayim. Rav Aruna Ikla Dvei Resh Galuta. Rav Aruna went to the Resh Galuta's house. Patach Bechada, Vesim Bitarte. He opened up Rachem. Rachem Hashem al Yisrael Amecha. And he didn't say Val Yerushalayim Recha. He said Al Yerushalayim Recha. We say Al Yerushalayim Recha, Val, whatever, Rachem, what do we say? Al Yisrael Amecha, Val Yerushalayim Recha. So he only said one. He only said one at the beginning, but he ended with two, Boneh Rachamav and Moshe Yisrael. We do the exact opposite. Amar Rav Chista Gavurta Lemichtein Betarte. It takes a really strong person to finish with two. In other words, a chutzpah, it seems like. They would say, for some reason, the Gemara didn't want you to say the bracha of Moshe Yisrael. You end with one theme. You don't end with Moshe Yisrael and Bnei Yerushalayim. Vatanya Rabbi Omer Einchov Min B'Shtayim. Right, so we learned, Vatanya probably there is not a question, probably a statement. You shouldn't finish with two, right? Because you finish with one theme. Gufa. Let's go back to what we discussed. Rabbi Omer Ein Chot Min B'Shtayim. Rabbi says, oh, you don't finish with two. Itve Levi Le'ot Rabbi. So what are you talking about? You say, Allah Aretz V'Al HaMazon. Baruch Atah Hashem, Allah Aretz V'Al HaMazon. We're finishing with two things. Why don't you say Allah Aretz? So he said, no, it's one thing. Eretz D'Mafkei Mazon. On the land, it's not on the land and on the food. It's on the land that gives food. Allah Aretz D'Mafkei Mazon. Allah Aretz V'Al HaPeirot. When you say Allah Mechia, same thing. It's not on the land and on the fruit. It's Eretz D'Mafkei Peirot. Mekadesh Yisrael B'Hazmanim. Right? We say on Yontif. Same thing. Yisrael, God who sanctifies Israel, who sanctifies the holidays. Yisrael Lekachim Lizmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodashim. Same idea. On Rosh Chodesh. Yisrael, the Jewish people, the Lekachim L'Rosh Chodesh. Mekadesh HaShabbat V'Yisrael B'Hazmanim. Ah, that's an exception. Because it's not the Shabbos that is sanctifies the Jewish people, that sanctifies Yom Tov. It's two different things. Mekadesh HaShabbat, that's from Sheshet Yimei Bereishit. Shabbat is before the Jewish people. So that's an exception. That's an exception where you can have two themes in one bracha. So Umayshna, why? Achachadahi. Hatam Tarti. What's the difference? He says like this. Here, it's really Mekadesh. The bracha Mekadesh is the bracha on Kedusha, on holiness. So there are two holinesses. There's a holiness of Shabbos, but the holiness of Yom Tov. But it's really one broader theme of holiness. But to say Boneh Yerushalayim and Moshe Yisrael would be like two different themes, and that you shouldn't say. In other words, even though Mekadesh HaShabbat Yisrael Vazmanim is a bit an exception, the exception makes sense, not such an exception. Okay, Umay Tama Echad Mimishtam. What's wrong to say two themes at the end of the bracha? The Vishayin Osim Mitzvot Chavilah Chavilah. This is an interesting application. You're not supposed to kill two birds with one stone when you do a mitzvah. Every mitzvah, you shouldn't do bundles and bundles of mitzvot in one shot. Every mitzvah gets its own term. It's sort of combined to Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. Like you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed because you have to Simcha of Chol HaMoed. You can't combine two simchas into one. My Abayala, so what's the bottom line? Amar Rav Sheshet, Patach B'Rachem Alamcha Yisrael. If you begin the bracha Rachem Alamcha Yisrael, but you don't say Al Yerushalayim, then you finish Moshiach Yisrael, who saves Israel. Amcha Yisrael, Moshiach Yisrael. Patach B'Rachem Al Yerushalayim, right? Rachem Al Yerushalayim Recha, then Chotem B'Mnei Yerushalayim. Again, we start with both, and then Yerushalayim, but it's interesting. From Nachman Amar, Afilu Patach B'Rachem Al Yisrael, Chotem B'Yerushalayim. Even if you begin, which we do, Rachem al Yisrael Amecha, you finish Bonei Yerushalayim. Rishum Shenemar, Bonei Yerushalayim, when you build Jerusalem, Hashem Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes. Ematai, then you gather the Jewish people. Ematai Bonei Yerushalayim. When is Jerusalem built up? Bizman Shi Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes. When the remnants of the Jewish people are gathered together. In other words, Rachem al Yisrael Amecha is the same thing as Bonei Yerushalayim. When the Jewish people come together, that's when Yerushalayim will be rebuilt like nowadays. Amar le Rav Zeira le Rav Chista. So Rav Zeira said to Rav Chista, Neite mar v'nitne. So this is a funny story. Rav Zeira said to Mar Nitne, why don't you come and teach me something? Nitne. Amar le, I can't do that. Berchat mazon alo gamrina. I don't even know how to say Berchat HaMazon. You see, I don't even know the proper way. So how can I teach you anything? I don't know the basics. Don't ask me to teach you other fancy stuff. Amar le, mahi. Well, what do you mean you don't know benching? So I'll tell you. So he said to him, Amar lehu, digla lebe resh galut. I went to the resh galut's house. A lot of people here, last two pages, going to the resh galut's house. Uberchai briche mazono. And I said, brichat hamazon. Vizakvi rav sheshet lekavui alai. Rav Shesh got really angry at me for the way I benched. He didn't bench. He says, what's wrong with you? Didn't yesterday Rav Shesh and Rav Chisa say about each other that if there are two people, they make three? So here he got mad at him. Why? He didn't say, the things we said that you don't fulfill the mitzvah of benching, Torah, and a malchut. So he says, "Bamai, well, why didn't you say the Marlo the Mart?" So he says, "Kedamar Rav Chananel." I had a tradition, or I started teaching Rav Chananel. Damar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Lo Amar Brit Vitor Vemalchut. If you didn't say these three things, Yatsab, it's good enough. Why not Brit Levishen Abenashim? Well, Brit can't be so important. What a woman has to thank God for her food, so she has to bench, but she doesn't have Brit Milah. So obviously, Brit Milah is not an important part of benching. Torah v'malchut, the v'sheinam lo b'nashim v'lo b'avadim, and the woman is not obligated in the pure mitzvah of Talmud Torah, leaving aside how that applies nowadays, but the ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah for men, and kings, melech v'lo malka, you're not allowed to appoint a woman king. That's related to the question, can you appoint a woman rabbi? Can you appoint a woman president, a board member? Can you appoint a woman mashgicha, a woman in authority? But the simple reading is it's only a king. It's the Rambam extensive, but only a king. Melech v'lo malka. V'sheinei lo b'nashim v'lo b'adim. Bat shabat kol ha'ay. Tana v'mor bat karav. So why in the world did you leave? That's very nice. Everybody else says you have to say it. And Rav says you don't have to say it. So why did you do like Rav? So he says, okay, you see, I don't know how to bench. In other words, I guess he was embarrassed. The last time he did something in public, they yelled at him. So he didn't want to teach. A very sort of funny story. I'm Rav Baruch, I'm Rav Yochanan. Hatova meitiv tzricha machut. You have to say melech olam. Maika mashmalan. That's obvious. Kol bracha shem b'malchut lo shma bracha. Whatever bracha doesn't have melech doesn't count. V'amar Rav Yochanan chadazimna. So he said, why are you telling us? We already learned this, according to Rav Yochanan, that you have to say malchut. Arozeira lomar shetzricha shtei malchuyot. You have to say the word melech twice. Chadaditei v'chada debonei Yerushalayim. And you have to say, and one in Bonei Yerushalayim. Okay, right? We do that. Berachat Hashem. No, we don't do that. We say, Shalom Voshim Hashem, Le'olam, Ubonei Yerushalayim, Merkaz Me'er Remeini, Berachat Hashem, Bonei Berachamav Yerushalayim. I mean, we don't say Shem Malchut. Right? So he says, you have to do two. Iachin by Tlat. You should say it three times. Chad Didei, Chad Bonei Yerushalayim, Chad Birchat Aret, Berachat Hashem, Al Aret, Val Ham, Mazum. We don't say it at all. Ela brichad aretz mai tama. Why didn't say by brichad aretz? Mishum davi brachas smucha lechaverta, because it's next to hazanat hakol, so you don't have to say it. Which starts the baruchat Hashem olkenu melech olam hazanat olam kolov dvo. Bnei Yerushalayim nami. We don't have to say it. Gavi le brachas smucha lechaverta. So he says you're right. Hu adin nefilu bnei Yerushalayim nami lo bai. Ela aidi damar malchu beit David. This is a very fascinating thing. You don't have to say malchut in bnei Yerushalayim. However, it's not nice not to. Why not? Because we say Malchut Beit David Mishkecha. We thank God for the kingdom, the kingship of King David. So it's not nice to mention human kingship, but not divine kingship. Lav Orchar, the Lo Amar Malchut Shemayim. Okay, Rapap Amar Hachika Amar Tzrichash Te Malchuyot the Bar Midi Day. Yeah, you do two besides the Tov Ameiti, the last two brachot you need. Halaretz V'Alamazon Abenei Barachamav. Okay, Yativ Rav Zera Achred Rav Gidol. Rav Zera was sitting behind Rav Gidol. V'Yativ Rav Gidol Kamei the Rav. Rav Gidol was sitting next to Rav Huna. V'Yativ Akamar, and they said like this: Ta'a, he made a mistake. V'lo iskir shel Shabbat. A guy forgot to say. Omer Baruch Shenatan Shabbatot Limnucha L'mo Yisrael Bava. Blessed is God who gives Shabbat for rest to the Jewish people. Lo'ot Brit. Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbat. It's actually printed in some of the benchers. If you forget to say, you add this bracha right before Bonei Baruch Yerushalayim Amen. Amar Le, Man Amra, Rav. He said, who told you that? He said, Rav told me that. Okay. Hadar Yati V'kamar. Then he turned around and he said, Tavalo is Gershon Yantim. You forgot to say Yalav Yavomar, Baruch Shanatan Yamim Tovim Lamo Yisrael, L'simcha U'lizikaron. You add in this idea, blessed God who gave us these holidays, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael's money. So who told you can do that? Amar Le Man Amar Rav. Hadayatib, a third thing, if you forget, Tavalo is Girsha Rosh Chodesh, you forget Yalavi Yavon Rosh Chodesh. Baruch Shenatam Rosh Chodeshim, blessed, thank you for giving us the holidays, Rosh Chodesh. Abu Yisrael Zikaron, Velo Yadana, Iyamar Basimcha Lomar Simcha. I don't know if you say Rosh Chodesh is a day of happiness, right? There it's a halacha, and Yontav has a din in Simcha. We assume Shabbat does not have a din in Simcha. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be happy, but it doesn't have a special halacha of Simcha that, let's say, would cancel a Beilut or requires you to go to the Beit HaMikdash for the Simcha, whatever. He didn't know if Rosh Chodesh, which is celebrated in the Beit HaMikdash, he said Simcha or lo, Ichatim, if he finished the Brachi, lo chatim, le Edi Day, if he asserted him from himself, oh, Derabe, Gido, or from his teacher. He didn't know he didn't know the source or the language of the bracha.
Did he give you your adventure from the wedding?
Did my father give me adventure from which wedding? For your wedding?
Yeah.
No. Why?
Well, there's adventure. We told him to take two. One
okay.
I said take
okay.
One for Jay. In it, there's two harachim on it. One for...
For the balabait that we learned the other day?
No, that one's in there. That's
okay.
One.
That's another
one. For Midian Israel.
Okay, Rishit Shemichaku Lateinu. That one?
Yeah, and one.
That's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere.
Yeah, this one's for Tzvahagin Al Yisrael.
This is not mentioned.
So
right, right.
Yeah, those two are included.
So you have that in some benches. I've seen that. Not common. It's not commonly put. Maybe in Israel it's commonly put. I have no idea. Harachaman hu yivarech et midinat Yisrael v'shivchun. Yeah, I haven't heard that said for a long time in the bench. Who put that in? Whatever. You knew it was going in or just...
Whoever
organized the bench.
It's a Korin bench.
Okay. Korin's very, very, very Zionistic. Okay. Gido Marni Mumi Havika Kamed Rav Nachman. So he was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Ta Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake. Father Lareisha went back to repeat it. Amar Le, Mai Tama Avid Mar Hachi. Why did you do this? Amar Le, Damar Rav Shila, Amar Rav, Ta Chozer Lareisha. If you make a mistake, if I forgot, would say, you have to repeat the whole benching. I thought, okay, forgot it. Okay, if you forgot, but you don't repeat the benching. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Ta Amar. But we just learned, if he made a mistake, he makes this bracha, Baruch Shanatam. Why do you have to repeat the whole benching? You throw that in. Amar Le, no, that depends when you remember that you forgot. My Amar Le, Lavit Mar Le, Amar Rav Menashe Ben Tachlif, Amar Rav, Lo Shana Wala Shalom Patach Batova Meitiv. You don't really have a big window. If you say, yeah, it has to be between the time you said Boneh Barachama Yerushalayim Amen, and you start the next bracha. But once you're at the Harachamans or El Avinu Malkeinu Adoreinu, it's too late. You have to go back. Avapatach Batov Meitiv Chozer LeRosh. That's what they say in the Siddur. I'm sorry? Yeah. That is a halacha, yeah. Amar Avidi Baravin, which is actually quite interesting, because even in Shmona Esrei, if you remember Yalav V'Yavo in Sim Shalom, you don't have to go back to the beginning. You go back to Ritzei. Right, or if you forget,
interesting. I'd be, you know, if it's at night,
you don't repeat it. Yeah,
so
correct.
I wonder in benching if you don't.
No. It's a totally different reason. Yeah. The reason we don't, and by the way, if you forget the Yalav Yavo of night on Chol HaMoed, you do have to repeat. It has nothing to do with Yalav Yavo. It has to do with Eim Kachim at the Chodesh Be'Arvin. You can't sanctify the new moon at night. So in the middle of the month, Pesach Sukkah is we don't care, and Shabbos we don't care. It's nothing to do with that. It's you're right. Presumably, if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, and you forgot Yalav Yavo in which is when you say Yalav, so that's an interesting question. If you forget Yalav Yavo in benching at night, you shouldn't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but we do. I mean the Birkan Amazon. Yeah, I don't know why, now that I think about it. Because, by the way, that's true. We learned here also a bunch of pages ago, even on the second night of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat it. In other words, we assume each night in the Ben, no, Eimekachim et HaChodesh Be'erav, and you don't repeat it. So why would you repeat it in benching? I don't know, maybe you wouldn't. Maybe only in the daytime. I always thought at night. I don't know, I'm not sure. Okay. Anyways, but if you be open that tova meitiv chozer l'rosh. Amar Ravidi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. It's amazing how many this cycle of names. I think it's more in Masechet Brachot. It's like has the most amount of words per page of any Masechet in all of of Shas. But you see this all the time here. This one in the name of this one, the name of that one, the name of that one. You know, Tavalo is Girsha Rosh Kodesh Bitvila, we'll see. Machsim Yoto. Bibrachana Mazon. So here, Emachsim Yoto at all. Ever. If you forget the Yalav Yavo, in benching, we don't make you repeat the Shmon Esrei. Bitvila Machsim Yoto. Bibrachana Mazon, Emachsim Yoto. I don't think we follow that. Amarle Rav Avin the Rav Amram. Maishna Tvila, Maishna Birchana Mazon. Says, Amarle said to him, Afletidi Kashli. I also didn't know. I didn't understand why they get such a distinction. Vishal Tula Rav Nachman. So I asked Rav Nachman, why do you distinguish between Tvila and Birchana Mazon? Amarle, Amarle Mine de Mar Shmua, Lo Shamile. I don't know. He himself didn't know the reason. We didn't hear it from Shmuel, our teacher. Let's figure it out on our own. Tfilah dechovahi machzim yirto. You have to daven. Tfilah is an obligation. So I had to say yalav yavo. I didn't say yalav yavo. I repeat the Shmon Esrei. I don't have to eat. Birchad mizono di bayachil. If you want to eat, eat by loachil. Machzim yirto. So the Gemara says, Shabbatot yamim tovim. You do have to eat. And that was our discussion. So Friday night, on a Tuesday, you forget Rosh Chodesh, so big deal, you don't have to eat on Tuesday. But on Shabbos, you have to eat, and on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, so you should have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. So he said, lo sagid lo achil hachinami ditai hadir, then he would have to go back. Amar le'in, yeah, he would have to repeat it. Now, would that be at night also? It should not be at night, but I don't know, maybe it is. Like, you shame, catch him at Kodesh Bearer, but in damar rav shila amar rav ta'ach ozer l'rosh. You made a mistake, you go back to the beginning. You don't have to go back. It's the same discussion. No, that's only if you remembered right away. Okay, so that's the discussion. So based on the Gemara, you have to return to the Gemara. It doesn't make a distinction on Shabbos between daytime and nighttime, and I don't fully understand why not.
For benching,
yeah. For tefillah, we do. Benching maybe is somehow different. Obviously, it is different. The question is why. I don't know. Let's, okay. At kama mezamnim. How much do you have to eat to bench? So Rav Meir, it's actually the Rabbanan, I'm assuming, again, the Mishnah, I don't think it says Rav Meir. Rabbanan says it's a kazait. If you eat an olive amount, not very much. Rav Huna also not very much. A kebetza. You have to eat a little bit more than an olive. Okay, you have to eat an egg size. So the Gemara says, maybe, what are they arguing about? Maybe that's what they hold is eating. If you eat less than that, you're not eating. But we heard the opposite. Also, the first case, the guy leaves Yerushalayim and he's going to shecht his Korban Pesach and he forgot that he has chametz in his house. So does he have to go back to burn the chametz? Or can he do bitul chametz? That's the question. And similar, b'chein, that's where we're picking up in the middle. Mishi at some Yerushalayim, he's leaving Yerushalayim, b'niskar shu b'yado basar kodesh. And remember, he has holy meat. You're not allowed to take the meat of a korban outside of Yerushalayim. Im of Art Sofim, if he passed Art Sofim, it's already, he's way past Yerushalayim. Okay, what's he going to do? Sarfor brim komo, he burns it right then and there. He can't eat it, he has to burn it. Im lav, if not, if he's nearby Yerushalayim, he hasn't left the whole city, or he did a little bit, but he's right by the border, before Art Sofim, where you can still see Yerushalayim, the Beit HaMikdash from, because ever so far he goes back to the Beit HaMikdash, if they have birah, meyatzei maracha, from the wood, from the Beit HaMikdash, at kamehim chosrim. So how much do you have meat to go back to burn it? So Rameir said zevazek kebetza, both by chametz and by korban kebetza. So why by berchan amazon does he say a kezait? And Rabbi Yehuda says zevazek bekezait. So why by berchan amazon does he say a kebetza? So where gives one of these answers that they always like to give, which is just, you know, we'll make it fit. You know, you put the square in the circle. Mukhlafa rashita. No, it's change Rameir and Rameir. You got the wrong people. Rameir and you forgot who said what. They didn't say which one you changed, but one of them you're going to change. So all of them, because for all three, it's a kazait, or it's a beitza. But I says, no. Lolam leitvach. No. They got it right. The cases are different. Benching is different from forgetting your chametz in your house. Hachav ekraik pliga. They're arguing how to interpret the pasuk. Rav Meir savar va'achalta. You have to eat. That's what it says for benching. What's eating? Azu achila. V'savata zushtiyah. V'savata means Acha is referring to drink. When you eat a meal, you eat and drink. And how much is eating in Jewish law? If you eat a kazait, that's eating. V'achilav kazait. Rav Yehuda Savar, it's not v'achalta kama v'savata, like v'achalta food, v'savata drink. It's v'achalta v'savata. You have to eat so you're satisfied. That's the way I think people are normally taught what the pasuk means. You have to eat till you're satisfied. What's a chilish yesh besviya? I would think it's a lot more than a kabeitza. But no, if you eat a kabeitza, you're already satisfied. So that's why benching, you can't relate it to chametz. Hatam, by the case of chametz and kochim besvara, that's not a pasuk, that's a logical argument. Rameir savar chazarato ketumato. You're comparing how much does it make you tame. You only become tame in with a kibetza. That's a less than that is in the kabbal tuma. So then you have to go back for kibetza. Rav Yehuda Savar Chazer to Isuro. You don't look at the tuma. You look at what's forbidden. How much chametz are you forbidden to eat? So my isur b'kazayit. You're forbidden to eat a kazayit. So you have to go back and burn it if there's more than the kazayit. Okay. Ketzim Azamni, we actually did this Mishnah the other day. Were you here? We did it in Shul. Sunday. Okay, we'll quickly do it. Right, when are we doubling? 5:40. Okay, we'll finish. We'll get Ketzim Azamni. Bishlosh Omer Nivarech. Bishloshavahu, four people Omer Barchu. We don't do that. You add in I have to see the bench in front of me. Where you add in the word Barchu? Basara, we say Nivarech Lalohenu, that we do. Basara Vahu, 10 plus him, I assume 11 up. Omer Barchu. Whether it's 10 people or 10,000 people or 100,000 people. You're at the Siyum HaShas in MetLife Stadium, and they're all eating together. So one person leads the benching. It's the same benching. Doesn't matter that there are 98,000 people there. Hu Omer B'meya. Now, this opinion obviously disagrees, because now we're going to go on. What do you add? If you have 100, Hu Omer Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu. Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu. You add Hashem. You know, the may of a who, more than 100 or 100 in him, Omer Barchu, always add the extra call to bench. Be'elef who, Omer Nevarach, Lashem Elokeinu, Elohe Yisrael. Now where the benching is getting longer. Baruch Shechalnu Mishalo, and the Baruch Nevarach, Lashem Elokeinu, Elohe Yisrael. Be'elef who, Omer Barchu, Nevarach, Lashem Elokeinu, Elohe Yisrael. Rivoa, 10,000 people. Omer Nevarach Lashem Elokeinu Elohei Yisrael Elohei Tzvaot Yoshev Kruvim Alamazon Shachamnu. They don't print this in our sitter. Berivo, I'm sorry?
Still shorter than
the way. Who's when?
It's still shorter than
the Vei Haser. It's a little shorter than the Vei Haser, not so much. Yeah, it's a little shorter. Okay. Revo Bahu, at some weddings, they have a Hasidic weddings. They have more than 10,000 people. Okay? Revo Omer Parchu. Kinyan Shum Evarach Kachonim Acharevs. And then you respond. In other words, you say Baruch Shechan Mishalo. So we didn't say Baruch Shechan Mishalo. We say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Lehei Yisrael Lehei Tzvot Kurshei Pervim Alam Azon Shechanu. Good. Rav Yossi Aglili Omer Lefi Rav HaKahal Hei Mevarachim. So this is Rav Yossi Aglili's opinion. The more people, the more honor there is to the king, and the greater the blessings you say. Shenemar b'makelot, when the kahal comes together, baruchu Elohim, you bless the people according to the kahal. That's how he's understanding. Mimakor Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Kiva, no. Ma matzina b'bei Knesset. Rabbi Kiva says, when you go to shul, the nusach ha-tfilah doesn't change, no matter if there are 10 people or 10,000 people in the shul. But, so in bench, you're not going to change. Achan miridim baruch Hashem, Baruchu et Hashem, Rabbi Solomon, Baruchu et Hashem, Hamivorach. Rabbi Kiva doesn't even say Baruch Hashem. Okay.